Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 88, staying partly cloudy overnight with a low around 66. Some sunshine early on Wednesday, then a chance for some rain and thunderstorms with our high nearing 90. Partly cloudy over Wednesday night with a low around 69. Another chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with a high nearing 91. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 75 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The KBI, the Gray County Sheriff's Office, and the Office of the State Fire Marshal are conducting a death investigation in Cimarron, Kansas. The Gray County Sheriff's Office requested KBI assistance at approximately 12:30 p.m. on Thursday, May 5th. At approximately 11:50 a.m. on Thursday, a neighbor called 911 to report that a nearby trailer home was on fire. Once the fire was extinguished, they located a body inside the trailer. The man was pronounced deceased at the scene. He was later identified as Jose Yvonne Pulido, 52, of Cimarron. The preliminary autopsy results indicate Pulido died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Topeka Police Department issued a reminder Monday about an ordinance banning wheeled devices on the sidewalk in the North Topeka Arts District. It begins in July, and the ordinance amends a current section of Topeka Municipal Code that prohibits operating bicycles, electric scooters, roller skates, skateboards, or similar devices on the sidewalks. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR, turn, and vehicle. This was written with tax and fees. Expires month end.
The driver of a maintenance vehicle had to be airlifted to a local hospital after rolling off the road in Harvey County. The Harvey County Sheriff's Office said emergency crews responded to the single vehicle accident east of Newton around 2 p.m. on Monday. The maintenance vehicle had rolled on East 1st Street between Oliver and Woodlawn Roads. The driver was found pinned inside a truck in critical condition. That's according to the Newton Fire and EMS. A man sustained serious injuries in a single vehicle crash Sunday night in Miami County, authorities said. The crash was reported at 8:47 p.m. Sunday on K-68 Highway. According to the KHP, a 2018 GMC Acadia Sport Utility Vehicle was eastbound on K-68 when it struck construction barrels and a Jersey barrier. The Acadia then went back into the lane of traffic when it overturned and came to rest on its top on the westbound shoulder of the highway. The driver, Jason M. Burv, 34, of Ottawa, was transported to Overland Park Regional Medical Center with serious injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. State officials are investigating a police shooting in northeastern Nebraska that police said occurred as an officer was being dragged by a car he had pulled over. The Nebraska State Patrol says in a news release that the shooting happened Sunday afternoon following reports of a disturbance in a Neely convenience store parking lot. The patrol says a Neely officer was making contact with a woman involved in the disturbance when she drove off, dragging the officer. The officer then fired his gun, hitting the woman before he fell from the vehicle. Both the officer and woman were taken to hospitals and are expected to survive. Nebraska Republicans are set to nominate a candidate for governor in a primary race that's turned bitter. That contest has been upended in recent weeks after a leading candidate endorsed by Donald Trump was accused of groping at least 8 women over the last few years. The candidate, businessman and cattle breeder Charles Herbster, denies those allegations. The GOP primary features 8 other candidates. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week. Fritz Blansky inquired about a free dump day at the landfill to coincide with surrounding towns' cleanup days. Public Works advised they historically would do a free dump day twice a year. However, the problem they ran into is people bringing household trash, and it takes more staff working overtime to separate everything. No free day has been planned at this time. Commissioners met in executive session for employee evaluations with the Public Works Administrator. The board has been doing wage comparisons with surrounding counties of equal size for comparison of the Public Wage Administrator's salary. A motion passed unanimously to approve an increase of $20,000 per year to Mike Craig, effective May 1st, and make the annual Public Works Administrator salary $77,200. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. Over $370,000 was given for the annual Pony Up Match Day Friday in Marysville. 1,117 individual gifts were given, benefiting nearly 60 local nonprofit organizations. Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot restoration was top in number of donations with 85 and top in contributions over $25,000. The Kansas Honor Flight and Blue River Rail Trail each received around $22,000, and the Marshall County Historical Society raised some $20,000 for general expenses and an additional $16,000 toward their Fix the Bricks campaign. The leaderboard with all of the totals is online at ponyupmarysville.com. This year, $83,000 in matching funds were available. This is the 6th annual Giving Day, sponsored by Marysville Community Foundation with support from local businesses, individuals, trusts, and foundations. Marysville Fire Department responded Friday evening to a car on fire near 15th and North Streets. Investigation showed it was an apparent arson. Marysville police have identified a suspect who has been located and was taken into custody. A pair of witnesses assisted with the identification. Name of that suspect has not been released.
Second half personal property taxes in Kansas are due today. Payment may be made if the county clerk's office are left in the drop box. Marshall County Treasurer Jamie Ellenbecker reminds taxpayers to please bring statements or tax stubs when paying taxes. A new computer system may result in brief delays at times and processing. Nebraska voters will vote in the primary elections today. In Gage County, a contested race for 7th District Supervisor. As incumbent Terry Juergens challenged by Randy Ferking on the Republican ballot. Both are from Odell. Most other county positions remain unopposed, with some other state and city positions to be decided in the primary. KSDS in Washington has announced a new chief executive officer. Dwayne Taves assumes the post, having worked the past several years in radio at Clay Center. Previous to that, he was the Washington County Extension agent in 1992. Bryce Dolan was also recently named Director of Marketing and Fundraising. Kansas Specialty Dog Services trains assist dogs and has 10 full-time as well as additional part-time staff. With volunteers in 22 states, they have placed over 600 dogs throughout the country.
Jeanette J. Van Kirk Hontrich, age 92 of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Barnes. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jeanette Van Kirk Hontrich. Raymond L. Feldkamp, age 97 of Manhattan, passed away Friday. Services planned on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation on Tuesday. Family will greet friends 5 until 7 p.m. at church with a vigil service at 7. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Ray Feldkamp.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, peaches, and cake. Tomorrow, Monterey chicken, mac and cheese, Brussels sprouts, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
National Skill Nursing Week celebrates creating and nurturing connections, honoring the collaborative commitment of skilled nursing care facilities and their staff in providing compassionate care to their residents. Skilled care centers and their staff have shown incredible and steadfast commitment to providing high-level quality care and ensuring the safety of their residents. This week celebrates skilled nursing centers and their residents and staff. Hanover Long-Term Care offers skilled care with the same nurses as Hanover Hospital. Rely on their professional approach and experience while maintaining a sense of home and community. Complete care you can rely on. Hanover Hospital and Long-Term Care. Committed to caring in a rural setting, Frankfort Community Care Home has been specializing in quality care since 1972. As the only care home in the county providing podiatry services, Frankfort Community Care Home provides spiritual, social, and recreational activities to enhance their residents' total well-being.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Another sunny and warmer day across the region today, before another chance for some showers throughout the end of this week. Today, we can expect to see highs in the mid-70s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and mid-90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and upper 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Starting off with some sunshine throughout Wednesday before another chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the afternoon, and temperatures will warm up, with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 74. We flirted with a record high of 93 yesterday. Record high on this date, 100 degrees. The average low, 52, and the record low, 29. Sunset this evening, 8:29. Sunrise in the morning at 6:19. Continued overcast this morning, warm and humid at 75. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 10th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place Senior Care.com.
Grizzlies on the brink, and the Avalanche break out the brooms. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Grizzlies struggle to hold off the Warriors without the injured Ja Morant in the Western semis. Memphis's Dylan Brooks returned from his one-game suspension but struggled from the field, finishing 5 of 19 with 12 points. Steph Curry's 32 points led Golden State to a 101-98 win.
Draymond, two dribbles, gets it over to Wiggins. He's got Jackson, left-hand dribble. Squeezes in, throws out to Poole, touch pass Curry. Curry stumbles on the drive, two to shoot, backs up, baseline, jumper good.
The call on KGMZ, the Warriors are now one win away from advancing to the Western Finals. Stanley Cup, the Avalanche sweep the Predators.
Across the red line, Burakovsky leaves it, Eric Johnson in space, Johnson fake the shot, stick handle to the corner, wide open is Taves, he holds, he shoots, he scores!
The call on the Altitude Sports Network. Avs win 5-3 and await the winner of the Blues Wild Series. This is ABC Sports. Baseball, Shohei time for the Angels.
3-1 delivery. Shohei swings and he hits a missile out into left center. It is out of here.
The call on KLAA, Shohei Ohtani hitting two homers, including his first career grand slam in the Angels' 11-3 victory over the Rays. The comeback Guardians outlast the White Sox in 11 innings.
The set, the pitch. Swung in and blasted into deep right field. This ball gone!
The call on WTAM. Guardians survived 12-9 thanks to Josh Naylor, who delivered a ninth-inning grand slam and a three-run homer in the 11th. The Dodgers fell to the Pirates 5-1. The Giants over the Rockies 8-5. Phillies shut down the Mariners 9-0. Cubs beat the Padres 6-0. D-backs surprised the Marlins 4-3. And the Reds outlast the Brewers 10-5. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Biden administration is working on new ideas to increase crop production this year, including getting Congress to eliminate the penalty for planting after a prevent planting insurance claim, that according to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. USDA also working on administrative changes to crop insurance and the conservation programs to induce farmers to increase production of wheat and other crops. Vilsack acknowledged that the president's original proposals for boosting crop production this year had run into opposition on Capitol Hill. The administrative change includes expanding the number of counties where double cropping is insurable and allowing landowners with expiring Conservation Reserve Program contracts to start preparing the acreage for planting before September 30th when the contracts end. USDA is also looking at making winter wheat planting eligible for conservation programs where farmers are supposed to plant a dedicated cover crop. Offsetting the prevent plant penalty would likely be the most controversial. Farmers normally receive only 35% of their prevent planting indemnity if they plant a crop on the same land that year. And Vilsack said USDA will be working with Congress to include funding in the Ukraine supplemental spending bill to offset that penalty. Now, the idea is going to face some criticism that it could undermine the crop insurance program. Clean Fuel Alliance America has released a new study, the offsetting impact of expanded biomass-based diesel production on diesel prices. The study shows that U.S. production of biodiesel and renewable diesel consistently reduces distillate fuel prices and increasing the supply. As the production and availability of cleaner, better fuels grew over the last decade, the price impact increased to a 4% benefit in 2020 and 2021. Kurt Kavarik, Vice President of Federal Affairs with Clean Fuels, said at today's national average price for diesel, the savings is equal to about 22 cents a gallon. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Stecklein report with our partners over at Cake News.
Tom Clayman, Kaufman Seed Company out of Yoder, Kansas, is with me today, one of the largest seed sellers in the country. Tom, we talked a little bit earlier about what's happening this spring and not much change there, but are you a little bit concerned about what might happen with wheat seeding this fall?
It's going to be a big concern. Having supplies to meet demand, I think, is going to play into what we're doing on pricing for sure. I think we should have enough facilities and enough capabilities of providing farmers with the seed that they're going to need for fall is what I'm trying to say. And it's going to be a challenge because right now there's a lot of dry land acres that are awful, awful dry that I don't anticipate yields being very high on. Most of our production is underneath irrigation. So we should have an adequate supply of seed wheat for fall.
Give me a guess. How much is it going to cost us? Just a wild range.
We're going to probably be $20 a bushel plus when we're figuring the grain could cost us $12. And it does cost us some money to pay royalties on genetics and what we have to do with cleaning and processing and getting it delivered. And glad that we're able to be able to provide services to customers. But it's all going to come at a price, unfortunately.
No doubt about that. Let's hope we can make a buck if we grow some of that. Tell me about hybrid. Anything going on there that's of interest?
Hybrid, you know, really a kind of amazing thing is there is, Syngenta has released, or AgriPro has released in the North Country, a spring wheat that is a hybrid. It's really close, but we've got a couple more years here for the hard red winters to make it work.
But it's coming.
It's coming very quickly, very quickly.
No doubt about that. Tom Clayman, Kaufman Seed Company. Thank you, Tom, very much. And we'll see you folks on the next Stecklein Report.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Wheat growers looking for high yields and disease tolerance are turning to the latest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. New for 2022, AP Bigfoot offers industry-leading yield potential with acid soil and drought tolerance, as well as very good tolerance to leaf and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro brand lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates online at
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country's E71 pickup. They have a like new 2020 Silverado 1500 LTZ. It's a Z71 package, one owner, four door, and available for immediate test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Are your tender transplants safe from a late spring frost? A look at Mother Nature's track record on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 10th, the 130th day of the year. Rock singer Bono has a birthday, and railroads from the East and West Coast were joined on this day in 1869. A golden spike marked the spot at Promontory, Utah. Is there any threat of frost yet this spring? That largely depends on where you live. In an average year, folks in Dixie and the Southwest are well past the threat, as are most of Mid-South states like Tennessee and Kentucky and both coasts. Folks around the Great Lakes, Upper Midwest, and New England generally use early May as a milestone. Most folks will be setting out warm weather plans after this weekend, but keeping a close eye on Mother Nature. She's been known to sneak in a surprise frost even through the end of May. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check out the frost charts and the outlook for your region at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, and we start the day at 75, which should be a normal high this time of year. 85 on a forecast high today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Tyler Wells pitched six strong innings to earn his first victory of the season, and the Baltimore Orioles used a six-run fifth inning to surge past the Royals 6-1. Baltimore has won 4 of 5 for the first time this season and finished its homestand 6-4. Kansas City has dropped to a season-high 8 games under .500. The game was a makeup of Saturday's postponed game to cap a rain-altered series. Washburn softball is going dancing. The MIAA regular season champs heard their name called as an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament Monday morning. This marks the fifth time in program history the Bods are headed to the big dance. The Washburn squad will travel to Claremore, Oklahoma for the sub-regional hosted by Rogers State Thursday through Saturday. The top-seeded Hillcats, 4-seed Minnesota State, and 8-seed Winona State will join Washburn's sub-regional bracket. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
I will not be the one who turns his back and runs when things get rocky down the line. And I will not be the one holding the smoking gun if our love don't stand the test of time. I'll love you forever. I will be your man beside you always. I will stand. I didn't say I do to take control of you. I have no chains to hold you down. If you'll let me spread my wings, you'll get the best of me. Deep in your heart is where I'm bound. I will not forsake you. If ever you are down, no need to look around. Just close your eyes and I'll be there. I'll love you forever.
puppet. I'm out of control. The boss man has got mine in a sling. But I'll be swinging when I loosen up my down, and I'm always keeping track. I don't need something yo-yo taking up my slack. The boss man has got my